Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Man, what a day in the markets, huh? NASDAQ's officially in bear territory, down over 20% from its peak.
Yeah, a bloodbath. Down 5.8% today alone. S&P 500 shed 6%, and the Dow, well, let's just say it wasn't pretty, losing over 2,000 points.
Ouch. So what's the main culprit behind this carnage?
Tariffs. China retaliated with a 34% duty on U.S. imports. This trade war is escalating and it's spooking investors.
Right, fueling those global slowdown fears. Everything's down. Oil, treasury yields.
And the VIX, through the roof, surged above 45, classic risk-off environment.
Even the decent jobs report couldn't save the day.
228,000 new jobs in March beat expectations by a mile.
Those downward revisions to January and February kind of dulled the shine, right?
Exactly. And Powell didn't exactly inspire confidence, acknowledged the tariff headwinds, but the Fed staying put for now.
So every sector took a hit?
Yep, all 11 S&P sectors down over 2.5%. Energy got hammered, down 8.7%. Financials and tech also took it on the chin.
Year-to-date numbers are grim. NASDAQ down almost 20%, S&P 500 over 13%, Dow almost 10%.
It's a sea of red. Small caps getting hit even harder. Russell 2000 down over 18%.
So next week, what are we watching?
February consumer credit data on Monday. Then a whole slew of data midweek. CPI, PPI, jobless claims. Lots to digest.
Any glimmers of hope? Anything traders should be looking for?
Well, despite the doom and gloom, there might be some opportunities. Look for oversold bounces in beaten down sectors. Maybe some value plays emerging. But tread carefully. This market's a minefield right now.
All right. So picking up from that market meltdown we talked about, things are getting interesting, to say the least. This trade war with China, it's not just hurting U.S. markets.
Oh no, not at all. It's a double-edged sword slicing through both sides of the Pacific. Even Chinese companies with minimal U.S. exposure are getting hammered.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, China's retaliatory tariffs, that 34% duty on U.S. imports, is a direct response to Trump's tariffs. It's a tit for tat, and it's spooking investors everywhere. Global slowdown fears are real.
And the timing couldn't be worse for China, right? Their economy was actually showing signs of improvement.
Exactly. Manufacturing PMI was expanding, consumption trends were up, companies like JD were reporting double-digit growth. This trade war could slam the brakes on all of that.
So what's the damage looking like? Aside from the obvious market drops,
These tariffs could exacerbate macroeconomic headwinds. Think higher inflation, hitting consumer spending, supply chain disruptions messing with inventories. It's a recipe for uncertainty.
So a full-blown risk-off environment then, even for Chinese companies focused on domestic demand.
Even those aren't immune. We saw a little buying interest in stocks like Alibaba and Baidu, but a prolonged trade war that could drag everyone down. Investor sentiment is fragile right now.
And the real kicker? This whole thing could change on a dime, right? With the Trump administration's unpredictable trade policies.
Precisely. One minute it's tariffs, the next it's something else. The market's reacting with a sell first, ask questions later mentality. No one wants to get caught holding the bag.
All right, a lot to unpack here. This trade war, it's like a boxing match, right? China throws a punch, U.S. retaliates, and everyone's getting bruised.
Yeah. And it's not just the heavyweights feeling the pain. These tariffs are creating a ripple effect, hitting everything from tech to, everything.
So China's slapping on a 34% tariff on all U.S. imports. Ouch, that's gotta hurt.
Big time. And the timing, like you said earlier, couldn't be worse for them. Their economy was actually picking up steam, and now this.
So, what's the fallout? What are traders watching for?
Well, first off, earnings. We've got a whole slew of companies reporting, and guidance is key here. AbbVie lowered their forecast, guess, beat expectations, but their future guidance is, less rosy.
So, mixed bag on the earnings front. What about the bigger picture, macroeconomic stuff?
Inflation's a concern. These tariffs could push prices even higher. Supply chain disruptions, definitely something to watch. And then there's the whole global slowdown fear.
Right. And this whole thing is so unpredictable. Trump's open to reducing tariffs, but only if countries offer something phenomenal. What does that even mean?
Exactly. It's like trying to predict the weather in a hurricane. One minute it's sunny, the next, wham, tariff storm.
All right. So, getting right into it. Lots of headlines hitting the wires this morning. Where do we even begin?
Well, that Berkshire Hathaway statement caught my eye, putting out a fire on those fake Buffett comments. Social media, man.
Yeah, wild stuff. So what else? Anything moving markets pre-market?
Five9 announcing a 4% workforce reduction. Stocks down a bit on that, but they're saying Q1 results should be in line with or better than guidance. So we'll see.
Okay, interesting. What about Ford? From America for America, employee pricing for everyone. Is that a good sign, or?
Well, it's a move to boost sales for sure, but could also signal some weakness in demand. Definitely something to watch.
Got it. And DuPont, investigated in China for monopolistic practices? That's not great.
Nope. Adds another layer of uncertainty to the whole U.S.-China trade war situation. Speaking of which, Ehang says they're not impacted by the tariffs, but I'm a little skeptical.
Yeah, why's that?
Well, they're a Chinese drone company. Even if they don't directly export to the U.S., the overall economic impact could still hit them.
Right. Makes sense. So, any good news out there? Anything to be optimistic about?
CleanSpark's Bitcoin mining update was pretty solid. Exceeded 700 Bitcoin produced in March, up 13% month over month. Riot Platforms also had strong Bitcoin production numbers. So, maybe some life in the crypto space?
Maybe. Still a volatile market, though. Anything else traders should have on their radar?
Johnson & Johnson's bankruptcy plan got denied. That's a big one. And keep an eye on PayPal. They added Chainlink and Solana. Could be a catalyst for those cryptos.
All right, so pre-market's buzzing. Let's hit the highlights. That's Sterigenics settlement. 97 ethylene oxide claims resolved. Big news.
Yeah, definitely takes some heat off them. Speaking of heat, Stellantis offering employee discounts to most buyers? Interesting tactic.
Right? Trying to juice those sales numbers, maybe? What about T1 Energy? They're actually benefiting from the tariffs.
Seems so. While others are scrambling, they're seeing an upside, go figure. And the Bancorp, CFO shuffle. Frankiel's out, Egan's in, at least for now.
Okay, Toyota's playing nice, helping suppliers with tariff costs. Smart move, keeping the supply chain smooth.
Makes sense. Trade web markets, record March trading volume. Amidst all the chaos, some are thriving. Titan International, though, not so happy about the tariffs.
Yeah, they issued a whole statement about it. Varex Imaging, on the other hand, claims they're not affected by the China investigation. We'll see about that.
Skeptical, are we? I don't blame you. Venture Global, meanwhile, touting their LNG exports. Walt Disney's Tangled live-action movie on hold. Bummer.
Yeah, indefinitely, apparently. World Kinect Corporation? Teamsters got a new contract. Good for them.
All right, let's talk upgrades and downgrades. ADT upgraded by Barclays. Booking Holdings bumped to buy at BTIG. BRP, mixed bag. Upgraded at Citi, downgraded at Baird.
So which way is the wind blowing on that one? Tough call. Centerspace and Coherent both upgraded. Eastman Chemical too. Lots of action in the pre-market.
Definitely. Equity Lifestyle and Fabrinet also getting some love. Flagstar Financial upgraded to buy. Genuine Parts. Outperform. Logitech neutral. Monroe, overweight. Phew.
Okay, take a breath. Now for the downgrades. Avalon Bay, BRP, Brunswick, Camping World, all downgraded. Robert W. Baird's not feeling the love for the recreational sector, huh?
Nope. Dow Inc., EDAP, TMS, Equifax, Goldman Sachs, also down a notch. Kraft Heinz downgraded to sell. Ouch. LCI Industries, LyondellBasell, more downgrades.
It's a sea of red, almost. Malibu Boats, Mastercraft Boat, more Baird downgrades, Mr. Cooper, Nestle, Nordstrom. The list goes on.
Yeah, OneWater Marine, Patrick Industries, Polaris, Progressive, all downgraded. Chiagen, RumbleOn, RXO Inc., ArcSight, Thor Industries. Man, someone needs a hug.
All right, so pre-market's looking a little mixed, shall we say. Some upgrades, some downgrades, the usual earnings anticipation. Where do we even start?
Well, those downgrades caught my eye. Barclays hitting UniFirst, BTIG lowering Upwork, and Baird not feeling the love for Winnebago. Not a great start for those sectors.
Yeah, not exactly inspiring confidence. But hey, there are some bright spots, right? Piper Sandler's got Ameris Bancorp as an overweight and a bunch of initiations. Atai Life Sciences, Driven Brands, Enbridge, all getting buy ratings.
True. Goldman likes NRG Energy and TD Cowen's bullish on Valvoline. Always good to see some optimism, even in a choppy market.
So what about the economic data deluge this week? February consumer credit on Monday, then a whole bunch of stuff midweek, CPI, PPI, jobless claims. Gonna be a busy one.
Definitely, lots to digest, and those treasury auctions could move the bond market, which of course has ripple effects everywhere else.
Right. And Friday, preliminary April University of Michigan consumer sentiment, always a key indicator of, well, how consumers are feeling. Duh.
Exactly. Gives us a glimpse into spending habits, inflation expectations, all that good stuff. So yeah, traders, buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Okay, so earnings season kicking into high gear. Lots of companies reporting this week. Anything jumping out at you?
Well, those big banks on Friday, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, BlackRock, those are always market movers. Their results and guidance could set the tone for the whole financial sector.
For sure. And earlier in the week, we've got Levi Strauss, Dave & Buster's, Tilray, a pretty diverse mix, to say the least.
Yeah, it gives us a snapshot of different sectors. Consumer discretionary, cannabis, gaming, should be interesting to see how they're navigating this interesting economic environment.
So, bottom line, what should traders be watching for this week?
Well, keep an eye on those economic data releases. CPI, PPI, any surprises there could trigger some volatility. Earnings, obviously. And watch for any updates on the, you know, ongoing situation with the global economy. Trade wars, inflation, all that fun stuff.
All right, so Friday's market wrap-up, huh? WaveWriter AI's take on SPY and QQQ action sounds like a bit of a roller coaster.
Yeah, choppy is an understatement. SPY dropping from 512 to 502, then bouncing back. Classic volatility. QQQ mirroring that move, pretty much.
And volume spiking on the downswings. Not a great sign, right? Selling pressure?
Exactly. Indicates some fear in the market, though the quick recovery suggests there are buyers waiting in the wings.
So like a tug of war? Bulls versus bears?
Pretty much. Moving averages are sideways, so no clear direction yet. But those downward slopes on the QQQ, a little concerning.
And VXX spiked up to 76. That's not good, is it?
Nope. Volatility's up, which usually means stocks are down. Classic risk-off move. Investors getting nervous.
So sectors, any safe havens?
XLE and XLU maybe, energy and utilities. Holding up relatively well. But XLI and XLK, industrials and tech? Oof, not pretty.
Yeah, those are usually bellwethers for the broader market, right? So key levels to watch. SPY support at 502, resistance at 512. QQQ support at 419, resistance at 429. Got it.
Exactly. Those are the lines in the sand, so to speak. Break above resistance, could see a bullish move. Below support, look out below.
And the scenarios. Bullish if we break resistance, especially with good earnings or economic news. Bearish if we break support, especially with, well, bad news.
Right. Geopolitical tensions, disappointing data, anything could trigger a sell-off.
So bottom line, cautious sentiment, high volatility. Traders need to be nimble. Watch those key levels, pay attention to earnings and economic data, and buckle up, right?
Exactly. It's a trader's market right now. Lots of opportunities, but also lots of risks. Stay agile, stay informed, and good luck out there.
All right, so pre-market analysis time. WaveWriter AI's got some interesting takes on SPY, QQQ, and a few individual tickers. Let's dive in.
Yeah, lots to unpack here. They've analyzed everything from ETFs to individual stocks, covering sectors like tech, healthcare, even microcaps.
So big picture, what's the overall market sentiment?
Well, they see some bearishness in tech, particularly with SQQQ and techs, those inverse NASDAQ 100 ETFs. Increased volume on the downswing suggests selling pressure.
Makes sense. Tech's been taking a beating lately. What about other sectors?
Healthcare is showing some strength, apparently. MOH, a healthcare ticker, has a consistent uptrend with increasing volume. That's a good sign.
Interesting. Any individual stocks worth watching?
WaveWriter AI likes Derm. Biotech play showing some bullish signals with increasing volume and price upticks. They've even got price targets and entry stop loss levels.
Oh, what are those?
For Derm, they're looking at a price target of 730 to 735, with an entry point around 708 cents and a stop loss below 7. Pretty tight range.
Got it. And for the ETFs, QQ and techs?
SQQQ price target is 50.60 to 51, entry near $48.64, stop loss below 48. Tech's target is 87.20 to 88, entry near 85.82, stop loss below $85.
Okay, so lots of numbers, but bottom line, what's the key takeaway for traders?
WaveWriter AI seems to favor short-term swing trades on SQQQ and techs, given the current tech sentiment. And for individual plays, Derm looks promising. but I'd still do my own due diligence.
Always good advice. Never blindly follow anyone's calls. So anything else traders should have on their radar?
They mentioned some other tickers, HPAI, MGAM, and a few others, but didn't see strong enough signals for near-term gains. So focus on those key levels for SQQQ, TEX, and DERM. Watch the volume and trade smart.
All right. Pre-market buzz is all about WaveRider AI's latest analysis. They've covered everything from ETFs to microcaps, with some interesting takes on tech, healthcare, and, well, let's just dive in.
Yeah, lots to unpack. Starting with the energy sector, Moose is a mixed bag, lots of volatility. ATGL, though, quietly making moves. Lower volume, but that price spike on April 4th? Potential resistance up ahead.
Interesting. So tech, MDAI's the breakout star, huh? Big volume spikes over the past 10 days, strong accumulation. CGTL, though, sideways action, maybe some downward pressure. Consolidation phase.
Exactly. Now financials, co-ops consolidating, resistance around 134. LZMH showing some support building, but struggling against volume pressure. Classic tug of war.
So tickers to watch? WaveRider AI is bullish on OH, MDI, and LZMH. MOH has got that strong uptrend, rising volume, continuation play. MDA breakout potential, price and volume looking good. LZMH, recent recovery, possible further upside if support holds.
Okay, so let's break down those individual stock analyses. Molina Healthcare, MOH, support at 344, 342, 340. Resistance at 350, 355, 360. They're expecting a test of that 350 resistance in the next 2 to 3 days.
Entry point near 344 support, swing trade potential. Price target 350 to 355, stop loss near 340. Got it. What about medical AI, MDAI?
MDAI support at 1.17, 1.5, 110. Resistance at 120, 125, 130. Anticipating a test of 120, potentially hitting 125 in the coming days. Entry around 117, stop loss below 115.
Short-term bullish play. Okay, last one. Luzon Mining, LZMH. Support at 785, 770, 750. Resistance at 825, 859. Looking for gains beyond 825.
Buy on dips near 785, targets 825 to 850. Stop loss around 770. Remember, these are just predictions based on recent action. Traders need to be flexible.
Right. Watch for confirmations, reversals, broader market moves, the whole shebang. Don't just blindly follow anyone's calls. Do your own homework. Always.
Absolutely. So that's the pre-market wrap-up. Stay nimble, stay informed, and may the market be ever in your favor. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll catch you next time.
And from me, happy trading, everyone. See ya.
Bye-bye.